Blog Talk Radio.
I said, how's everybody going out there? And it's like, this is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I'm doing pretty good myself here. We're also talking on Block Talk Radio, so welcome. If you're out there listening in, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. We'll go back over that number real quick at 646-721-9031. I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link, where we try to tap into a lot of things, basically with manifestation and relationships, and at sometimes it's the idea of a combination of both, okay? So it's 6:01 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, near Colorado Springs, if you know the area. If you're in the local area, please tune in. We'd love to sit down and listen to the kind of thing. Plus, if you want to get a private reading with me, too, as well, you can also call. The information here is, I'm sitting here. If you want to call and give me a private reading, okay? Or you want to call me and get a private reading, I'm sorry. Call us at 740-500-8863. Or you can call me on my private line at 719-632-6257. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now we have an August special going on where you get 75 minutes for $75. We can also knock it down to smaller versions too. So smaller versions, which is the idea of $45 for 45 minutes, $25 for 25 minutes for $25. And we have a special this month too with our 90-minute sessions. They're only $77. And those are really good for relationship counseling, past life regressions, and everything else that goes along with it, okay? We want to thank all of our guests in the chat room. Serenity from me, XM007, and also guest 5023. If you have any questions in the chat room, please let us know, and we'd be glad to answer those questions for you. All right. So let's get on this. But so let's sit here. If anybody in the chat room, I urge you to please call in. We'd love to sit down and talk with you. I like doing readings, and that's my favorite thing to do. So therefore, also, like I said before, if you want to call me for a private reading, just give me a call at 740-500-8863, 719-632-6257, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. August special is $75 for 75 minutes. We do all kinds of group readings. We do parties. We do one-on-one readings through Skype. We do also conference calls through Skype, where we can actually do group readings for you with your friends across the country. We have all kinds of specials going on this month, so I urge you to give me a call so we can give you those specials and get the details on everything else that goes on. I also work with couples who have gifted children and also work with people who are trying to tap into their gifts too as well, so therefore we can actually help you understand how it works, that kind of stuff, like pinpoint your gifts and work on each one of those gifts to bring them out and to help you tap into the strengths of all those that go along with the whole thing, okay? I also do a one-card reading where it's like a 15-20-minute reading where I take one card and do a reading for you. It's very impressive. It's been one of the things I've been working on for quite a long time. I also work on a company called Oranum.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.com. UM.com. I also work on Keen. If you go to my website, you'll see that we have links for those too as well. So check them out. Prices vary from town to town. They go back and forth, up and down. So therefore, if you want to do that format, but I always urge people to give me a call personally and we'll sit down. I do phone readings. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, Manitou Springs, Old Colorado City, Colorado Springs, or even Denver, or just in the idea where you can actually drive down for a reading, please do so. And I like working with people. I love working with people in person. And I have a great place in my home right now where I have a special little spot where I do all my readings and that kind of stuff. So therefore, please join us. Like I said before, just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-632-6257 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And like I said, we have all kinds of specials going on for August. So therefore, like for example, we have parties. We do parties. So if you have a party and want to be at your party, it's only $75 this month. It's usually $150 flat fee. We also do group readings where you can have between five or ten of your friends, and that's usually $150 flat fee for that kind of situation too. But this month is only $75. And like I said before, we also have a special with the 90-minute sessions. They're not a dollar a minute like the other ones, $75 for 75 minutes. The 90-minute sessions are actually on special too. They're only $77, and we've even done it a little bit better for you too, where if you buy three of those sessions up front, because usually when you do relationship counseling, life coaching, or even past life regressions and stuff like that, sometimes it takes like three sessions, and I always recommend doing three sessions because it can take that. You know, we want to get the insights. We want to get the whole thing. So therefore, right now we made it easier for you where you can actually get three of those. Three 90-minute sessions for only $150, which, you know, it's usually $135 regular price for those things. Now it's $77, but we can even do better for you by giving you three of those sessions up front, which is only $150. So therefore, there you go. I also have a thing where we call manifestation meditations. That's where we work with you, the idea of actually sitting down and helping you manifest, just like I do every freaking day. Since last time I taught you guys, now I have a television that was given to me, a nice television. I also went shopping with a friend of mine today too as well, and it's amazing how I go out and I get everything I want. It all has a tendency to work itself out. As long as I take the control situation off of it and just allow things to happen where they're supposed to happen, everything happens just like it's supposed to. So therefore, all my wants, needs, and desires are always fulfilled. So with the meditations, we do that. We work with you. And right now we have a special where you can get five of those sessions right up front for only $75. Okay, they're 30-minute sessions. They're each 30-minute sessions. So therefore, usually it's $30 for 30 minutes. But now you can get the whole thing up front, five sessions, which is usually what it takes, the idea of learning how to do this kind of technique and the idea of doing those things of manifestation. We're all wanting to learn how to manifest what we really wants, needs, and desires. We want to hit those goals. So therefore, here's a perfect opportunity where you can get five sessions for $75, and you can change the way you perceive things and the point of realizing you can get exactly what you want. And every good thing you desire will come to you. Okay? That changes the whole format. So take that up, okay? Let's go up here, and I was sitting here checking the queue. We do have a caller in the queue, so therefore, let's go to our callers. But let me try it again. All right, let's go to our first call. That's area code 607. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, Donnie. This is Charlotte in New York.
Charlotte from New York, how are you? So how's New York? Is it snowing yet?
It's all right. It's raining right now.
Okay, no problem. So do you have a question for us? I wasn't too sure.
Yeah, I have a pretty big question, actually. I've called in before, and you know a little bit about my whole situation. So, I have met a gentleman online named Mike. I can't say his last name very well. Makaya. He lives in Georgia. He has a son dying of brain cancer that's 12 years old, and a 4-year-old daughter. He's a single dad, and we've kind of become an item. You're going to probably feel the energy and say more than kind of. It's come to my realization that against my better judgment, I need to get down there. And I want to know what you think of that, being that Gambit is still in New York and he is still actively seeking me out. And how do I do it with no money? You're the king of getting somewhere with nothing.
Yeah.
That's a big request. I'm sorry, that's a big question.
Yeah, I get the impression the situation is kind of questionable because of the money, but it's not. I'm looking at the situation going, yes, it's a great way. It's a great opportunity to go down there. I was sitting there looking at the situation. I'm just saying, to me, it comes off as a situation where you have to definitely make a decision. And I feel like once you make that definite decision, this is what you want to do, then I just feel like things are going to open up for you.
Okay, because I did tell him today that I'm on my way down. I said as soon as I can get the $150 for a bus ticket, I will be there to help support him through the son's chemotherapy and his four-year-old daughter and all of that. I just you happen to be one of those people that is good at traveling and getting places. So I was like, what would Donnie do? And how would you get $150? Do you?
I would just put it out there. I would actually start looking, like in the papers and stuff. People are always trying to get rid of things because they can't utilize them at the time, so they put them in the paper and they sell them. Shoot.
I've had a couple other people that are psychic, by the way, tell me, go, run as fast as you can. Get out of New York and away from Gambit.
if you start walking, but to see the thing I get is, this is not a thing to get away from Gambit. This is a decision you need to make for yourself, that it's a good choice to go to Georgia at this time because of the ideal, the opportunities that are there for you. Not to run away from something, but to actually embrace and open your eyes and run to something.
Okay.
So I have a tendency to look at things differently, okay? The idea of making decisions have to be made because you want to do these things. And it seems like you've already made that choice that you want to get out of New York. You're tired of New York. And I just get the impression, because that's all I can really say on this situation. I mean, like today, I went into the store with a friend of mine, and I had done a reading. I always do readings for her. I just pull cards and stuff for her. So we're in the store, and I got this nice blanket. And then I'm sitting there at the counter, and she goes, give me that blanket. I said, what do you mean, get that blanket? So I gave the blanket for her, and she paid for it. And then we was in Walmart, and I didn't have enough money to get everything I wanted. I wanted to get some body wash. I'm sitting there telling her this, and she said, go get the body wash. And when I walked out of the store, I walked in the store to get this stuff, walked out, and still came out of the store with it. So, you know, when these things happen, I mean, what can I say? I got a television. I was sitting there talking about getting cable to a friend of mine, and she's like, do you have a table? Do you have a TV? And I was like, no, I don't. And I said, I'll have to sit there manifest one of those. And she goes, you already did. I got one right here I can give you. I was like, whoa. So, you know, it's like one of those things. It's like, when I first started out in this apartment, I didn't have anything.
Mm-mm, I know.
And now I got the freaking, everything here, let's put it this way. I have a table that I have my computer on, and the chair that I'm sitting in are the only things I've paid for. And even with those, I found an office chair. It usually costs you about $149, a leather chair. And it usually cost you $149. I got it for $5. And then the table I'm sitting at here, I got it at Walmart for like $11. So, you know, it's one, and that's something I've actually paid for in this apartment. So I'm just saying, with the situation, I put it out there and then let go of it, and it all comes back.
Okay.
We're working on the big things, too, and I'm not going to mention anything about those things. I don't want to sit there and interfere with anything that's going on because I want that as much as anything. But with everything else falling, that's one thing I always tell people too. When you start looking at things that start falling into place around you, you know, and there's other things that you've already put out there, how can you not sit there and have confidence and have faith in those things happening as well? So therefore, there's some things that are going in your life right now that you should see that are manifestations that you've actually created on a smaller level that should give you confidence to go for the big ones.
Okay, you've never led me wrong before, so I'll just. Do like you say, put it out there.
I'm serious, yeah. Just put it out there. Have faith. I mean, when you sit there and say it, I mean, say it from your diaphragm. I mean, feel it vibrate through your whole body, and I guarantee you'll see something materialize very quickly.
Okay.
Because what you need to do is you need to sit there and look at it like this, sweetie. Instead of focusing on just a plane, I mean, just a ticket, a bus ticket or something like that, what you're looking for is an opportunity to go to Georgia. And you should open up all the windows and doors by saying, okay, God and angels, I would love to have a plane ticket. I would have, like, to somebody, I need a bus ticket to go to Georgia. okay? I want to go to Georgia, and I want to, and put details and stuff like that into it, and then just say to yourself, I can and I will, so be it, so it is. This or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. I'll have to listen to the archives and write that down.
No problem, man. My last two shows, listen to Charlotte. I did a show on the 30th, I think it was, July 30th. And I've had 600 and some people go back in the archives and listen to that show.
Wow.
And then the last show I did on July 31st, last time I checked, it was almost 400 people have gone back and listened to that show. Those are very passionate shows where I just sit there and tell people flat out. And the idea, we had a thing last night I was talking about when I was on a random. Some person said something about compatibility and got an earful. Because my thing is, compatibility is important, but it doesn't determine if a relationship is going to go long term or not. What does is the idea of those connections that you have. People asked me the other day, so what comes first? It was a trick question, I think, in some ways. I said, what comes first, the spiritual connection or the physical connection? Everybody said physical, and I said, that's why you all divorced. That's why divorce rate is so high, because you're all looking for I'm looking for chemistry. Well, go back to school and go to lab, okay? Because chemistry is like this. Chemistry only lasts, but spirituality is forever. And also the situation, if you're looking for your soulmate, if you're looking for your twin flame, those are spiritual connections. So if you're trying to justify those things and try to determine what they are by a physical reaction, you're an idiot. Okay. But if you want to be nice about it, think about what you're doing. You're looking for spiritual connections. At the same time, I don't have a physical reaction with this guy. What's up? Why don't you sit there and let the spiritual connection that's brought you together in the first place mature, get to know each other, and I guarantee you, in the process of having a spiritual connection, the physical will always come, because therefore we always want to be one with each other. That's the ideal, true essence of love. Okay? So therefore you want to sit there and look at the situation. Yes, guys, the book will be out in 6 months. Anyway, I'm telling everybody, I'm writing this book. I'm going to write this book if I got to sit down in this freaking apartment and stick down to get people to understand the reason we have a 60% divorce rate is because everybody's judging it on a freaking physical plane instead of looking at it for what it is. This can't be my soulmate because he don't want to have sex with me. You're an idiot.
See, guys, that's why he's so good.
Yeah, because you sit there and look at the situation, and it's like when you sit there and look at these situations, seriously, guys, I mean, put it in perspective. You're looking for spiritual connections. You were looking for longevity. You're looking for a long-term relationship. That's where we determine those long-term relationships, because realistically, you're making a decision by the spiritual connection. If you want to sit there and spend the rest of your life getting to know this person, because you can't get to know somebody in a week, a month, or a year. But some people do get married very quickly because they've made the decision quicker to say, you know something, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person and getting to know that person. Also, in the process of getting to know somebody, you're also getting to know who you are. Okay.
You are so awesome, Donnie. That's what Mike has been telling me for a month now, is to let go, relax, just let it happen. I'm like, is he channeling Mike? My goodness.
It's just like this. I'm telling people flat out, if you're confused because the chemical reaction doesn't tell you anything, because it's not supposed to. It's like your emotions. Your emotions are not for making decisions. They're for expressing yourself after you've made the decision by listening to your heart and following it. Because I guarantee you guys, if you listen to your heart and you follow your heart, it'll illuminate your mind, and you won't just feel it. You'll know it. You'll see it. So therefore, you'll know exactly what to do. The truth will always be laid there before you. But you need to learn from these. You need to learn from the reflections that are being reflected back at you by the people you're with. Like, some people look at me as intimidating when they should be looking at me more as an example, and also they should be looking at me as who they are, what their potential is as well. Because like attracts like. So if I'm a fantastic person and we've crossed paths, it also says the same thing about yourself. So are you. So therefore, don't look at it as intimidation. Look at it as a confirmation of who you are, that you have found yourself, because it's staring right back at you. So therefore, we talked about this before with people or women who are in abusive relationships. In that situation, we're not sitting here condemning you, but you're all looking for a place to start. Well, look at yourself. Why are you in that relationship? I guarantee you're getting something out of it. Even if you're getting beat up, you're still getting something out of it. So you need to take a look at the situation and realize the only person who's going to get you out of that relationship, out of that situation, and change your life is you. And we want to sit there and sit down with each and every one of you guys and sit and go, okay, what do you want to do? What do you need? What do you desire? If you look at the situation of a controlling man, it shows you the lack of control you have in your life. So therefore, the ideal is to take back your power and tell that person just exactly who you are, what you are, and what you're all about, and then walk away from the situation and saying, okay, what's good for me? There's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people, the thing is, the key here of the situation is that people are building their foundations on somebody else's foundation. So when that foundation leaves, they feel lost because they never built a foundation within themselves in the first place. So you look at the reflection tells you that. Here's a person who has a really strong foundation that you would rather build upon, okay, and then it leaves. So therefore, the reflection back of you tells you that you are also very capable of having the same kind of strong foundation within yourself. So that's what you need to do. So with the situation of walking away from Gambit was an example with you, with a reflection back at yourself, of just how powerful and strong you are too. It's just the idea you need to tap into those strengths. When you tap into your strength, you'll realize the idea of manifesting what you want to do right now in this situation will be very easy. Let's take a deep breath. I'm kind of tired of that. It's like people go, you know, it's like this, which we look at the situation like this, and people ask me the question, how can you do that? When you listen to your heart and you follow it, at that moment, you're also listening to your guides and angels and everything around you at the same time because they're talking to you through your heart. They're talking to you through love. That's all they care about. It's the idea of what's good for you. So if you listen, you always know what's good for you too. And if you're out there sitting going, you know something? I want to be happy. I want to do what I want to do. I guarantee you, you're not because you keep talking about it. People who are happy and people who are doing what they want to do, guess what? They don't say nothing about it. You know why? Because they're living it. When you live it, you don't have to say it. So maybe you should all sit back and look at yourself and go, yeah, what do I keep saying that for? Why do I keep doing those things? Because you're spinning your wheels and you're procrastinating and you know exactly what you need to do and you need to follow through with it right now and you need to change your life. Because I guarantee you in the process, if you want to do something global, change your life. Okay? Heal yourself, because when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world. So therefore, it's all connected. Because I was talking to people talking about single. I want to be single. No, you don't. You're full of it. You are lying to yourself. I have never met one person out there who wants to be alone. Okay, I've met people who are comfortable being by themselves. And it's kind of funny, too, when those people get to the point where they're comfortable, where they don't need all this freaking man's eyes looking at them, where they don't need all that attention. They're just comfortable in their own skin, and they're comfortable with being who they are, then you found yourself. And when you're comfortable being by yourself, I guarantee you, you'll find somebody else who's also comfortable with being by themselves, who just wants to share their lives with somebody else. And guess what happened? The two merged, and that's exactly what happened. And it wasn't nothing they did. There was nothing intentional, as in physical. It was all intentions, put it out to the universe, and the universe basically aligned itself up perfectly where two people came together.
Aw, you're such a romantic.
Thank you. Hey, I tried. I just.
Yes, that's what happened. He contacted me in a chat room. We became friends for his son. I was going to support him. And guess what? Bingo, it happened. I'm not the crazy cat lady like I said I would be.
I already told you about that one myself. I didn't see that one happening either.
And no, I wasn't looking. You're right. It just, the universe said this is going to happen, and we have a lot of differences. He's from a military background. He's very regimented, you know. He's got a very strict schedule, and I'm like, I'm very much like a gypsy, so we shall see.
The heat.
Huh?
You felt the heat, what I call passion. Passion is good. It's the ideal situation. I'm just saying, with the situation, just let it unfold. Don't do anything else. No expectations. It's the idea of looking at two people and being supportive and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he is who he is. You are who you are. So, therefore, you know, as long as I don't get any more calls in the middle of the night when someone's actually down to, like, six bottles of wine, I have a box. I was telling a friend of mine too, and I was like, no, I'm not talking about wine. You know, I'm not talking about this box wine. I'm saying this is six individual bottles in a box. And she goes, oh my God. I said, yeah. And I was like,
yes. You saved my life one night.
I don't know. I started counting out how many times I've actually saved your life. But I also told you that you were destined to be with somebody, and I've told you that many, many times.
Well, you sound like his best friend. They're working on me very hard spiritually. I don't know if you can feel it, but I'm like being overwhelmed right now spiritually. And his best friend keeps telling me, you're too wound up. You're wound up tighter than a drum. Just let it happen. Let it unfold. You know, just, it's going to be okay. And I'm like, okay, now Donnie's telling me this.
I'm just saying, with the situation unfolding, you should just do some breathing and let go. Let go of control issues and let it unfold naturally. Because the more you let it unfold naturally, the more. I'm just saying, we can look at the angel cards. Okay, I have my romance angel cards.
You have your angel cards?
I got four decks of angel cards now. I got my romance. I got my Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. I got Archangels. I got my Healing with the Angels, and I got my Angel Tarot cards. But for you, what we're going to do is we're going to sit here and we're going to look at this situation right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull out the romance angel cards, and we have plenty of time, so please do not say, maybe I should go to get someone else a chance. As soon as someone pops into the room, we will definitely go to them. But right now, it's just you, so therefore everything happens for a reason, so we'll focus on that situation.
Okay. So I trust you, and I know that you're very connected to me, so I know you can feel the turmoil that I'm going through. Of course, I'm thinking, you're nuts, Charlie. You just moved to New York. You did this. You moved across state. It didn't turn out so well. But then there's something inside of me going, this is what you're supposed to be doing right now. You have nothing in New York. Your children are in Montana. This is where you're supposed to be. So, you know me. You know me very well. I'm in that inner turmoil you're talking about. Should I? Should I not? Is this crazy? What if I get down there and he kicks me out? He's like, I'm not like that. He keeps telling me I'm a southern gentleman. I wouldn't do that. And he says, he keeps telling me, I think it's a line. He says, you've been hurt very deeply by many different guys, and I want to show you that's not how a relationship is going to be. And he actually said, what would you do if when we met, I just sat on the couch and I sat on my hands and I let you make the first move? Donnie, I had nothing to say. I didn't know what to I didn't know how to answer that. I said, I don't know what I would do. Probably stand there. Seriously, I've always been Boo's wife, Aaron's wife, the boy's mother. You know, Gambit called me his woman or his old lady. Or I've never been Charlotte, so given the option of, hey, why don't you make a decision for once? I'm like, I have no idea what I would do. he says that he's going to teach me trust, but I don't think. He keeps telling me, why don't you just, like, you know that wall that you have? He says, here's a, we were webcamming. He literally handed me a chisel and a hammer, and he goes, how's about you just chisel enough for a window for me so you could just look out and take a peek? Let's start there. I died. I was like, what? He's like, that wall you've built up is so strong and thick. You got to let someone in sometime.
That's true, too. But one thing he needs to do is back off and realize that wall you created is it's an illusion. Until you see that you can actually just walk through it, that's you. And that's for you to deal with, not him. All he can do is the ideal of being himself.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to show me I don't have to be a possession. I don't have to be a...
That's true, too.
I can be Charlotte, and that's okay.
But he needs to be supportive, not to be a psychiatrist. Well, I'm just saying, it's not his job to actually really be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. What his job is to be a supportive boyfriend or whatever you choose it to be. And the biggest thing in a situation is going to help as more as anything else is the idea of communication. With communication, we're going to be able to have vulnerability. When you have vulnerability, that's when the walls and the bricks start falling down. But when I look at the situation, I see the wall as an illusion that you created. So therefore, since you created it, it's your illusion. You have to see that. You have to understand what that's all about. He cannot understand that. Okay? He can pick up on things with you. But until that wall actually comes down, the connection between the two of you is there. The passion. Because I got the first card I got, I was passion. Allow your heart and your soul to sing with joy. This is a good thing. So open up. It also shows that the ideal of Gambit is it's a good choice to get away from the situation. Because that Gambit still has his influences as well. And right now, you're still vulnerable where he can actually talk you into going back with him too as well. So therefore, it's the idea what your objective here is to manifest is make a decision what you really want. It seems like you've made a decision, I want to go to Georgia. That's what you need to focus on.
Okay.
You got to get to the point right now, Gambit doesn't exist.
But he does exist. He's still stalking me.
Okay, work with me. Work with me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry,
Donovan.
I'm sorry.
He does not exist.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gambit does not exist anymore. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, let's make it easier for you, okay? Make it easier for you, okay? The guy who's in Georgia, what is his name?
Mike Micah
is my only focus. So therefore, he is my objective. He is my future. He is my destiny. And that's all I see. So therefore, nothing else exists except for the future that I see. So be it. So it is. And say to yourself, I can create this. I can manifest this because I can and I will. So be it. So it is. Because it says you are a builder, but you have a tendency to build things in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can take a chisel. We can knock down the wall. But Mikey's going to do one thing. Mikey is going to have to give you the sledgehammer and the chisel, so therefore you can do it. And when you feel like it's appropriate for you to do that window. Because right now, he needs to step back because right now the wall is not as high as he likes to think it is. Okay, so therefore I feel like he has some issues of his own. So therefore there's two issues on the both sides. Like attracts like, okay? So therefore when we look at the situation of issues, they might not be the same insecurities. They might not be the same issues, but the energy of insecurity just attracts another energy of insecurity. Doesn't matter what it is. But you both need to look at the red flags from each other, as in what we said before. Everybody reflects something back at you about yourself. The same thing with Mikey. You're reflecting back things about him, about himself too as well. So he should also ask himself. He has some walls of his own. Okay? So
you should
sit there and say, hey, dude, I'll go get my own chisel, my own freaking hammer. You keep yours because you got some windows to be making too, my friend.
Yeah, he's just trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do.
I'm just saying.
He just wants me to feel safe, he said. He wants me to feel safe.
Then fine. The only way you're ever going to feel safe is to be somebody who also feels safe too.
Okay.
He cannot do it for the both of you. It's not his job to do it for the both of you. His job is to be who he is, to show you that in the process of someone saying, I'm real. Okay, then shut up. If you are, then you will present that. You don't have to tell me anything. You will tell me exactly who you are by who you are. So far, just talk about what's favorite color, not what's your favorite brick. Because, I mean, seriously, I look at the situation like this. When I look at the ideal of passion and that kind of stuff, let me ask you a question. Where's his wife?
Across town. She has abandoned the children. She won't even come to see her dying son. Her voice is, what can I do about it? She just wants nothing to do with the kids. He's a single father.
I understand, but are they really divorced? Were they ever married? Okay.
Yes. Most definitely, solidly divorced.
One thing I get the impression going down there and helping the situation and that kind of stuff, but you got to understand one thing. A person reaching out like this in the process of what he's going through and grieving and that stuff, he's looking for a lot of support himself because he's not getting the support from his wife. He's used to getting that kind of support.
Oh, yeah. That's the other question I have is, am I strong enough to deal with this? Am I strong enough myself to support him? Because I know he's going to need a ton of support. And so is his son. And that's why I called your show tonight. I haven't called in a long time because you know me more personally. And I was like, am I even strong enough to deal with this? Am I walking into something I can't handle?
No, you're not. Well, the opportunity wouldn't present itself to you. It's an opportunity to live. It's an opportunity to grow spiritually and emotionally. So therefore, what you need to do with the situation is be yourself. As you go through this whole thing, I think you're going to surprise yourself just how strong a person you are and what you can do and how you can be there for people in the process of doing this thing. You're going to find out a lot about yourself.
God, I hope so. As always, I'm petrified, but I'm doing it anyway.
That's true. That's the thing about going off of Gambit. I mean, that was a learning lesson in itself, and the idea of making that choice to even do it. I think it was more of a learning lesson with the action, not what happened. And the idea of a person who has a tendency to think that it's like this: you can only help people so much, then they got to do it on their own. You give them the information, you give them everything that goes along with it, you be there for them, that kind of stuff, but then they have to learn from what you've done for them as well to do it for themselves. And when I look at Gambit, I mean, seriously, when you look at the situation, there were some issues that he had to add, you know, the idea of helping somebody he thinks who needs to find control in their own lives, and the process of taking that responsibility of trying to help you, of trying to control you, it just showed us realistically how much control he has in his own life, which is not much.
Someone in the chat room said, I would make sure that the caller on the line realizes it's not her job to lose herself in the situation of supporting this man.
No, but if you make a choice, it is your decision to do that, if you choose to as well. And I get the impression with this situation, you're not making this choice very easily, because I don't think you're doing it for any kind of attention on your own. I think you're feeling like this person needs somebody to be there for him since he doesn't have any support. But I also wanted to sit here and say, too, okay, the one card that came up in this situation here, too, was reconciliation. Yes, reconciliation is the idea of two people getting back together. I get the impression of him, his wife may not want to have anything to do with the situation right now, but I also felt like there hasn't been really anybody in his life since she left. And the idea of somebody being in his life will definitely cause a reaction, and definitely this woman would want to reconnect with him. Okay, I'm just saying, the opportunity doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it does show that with the reconciliation card too as well, that they do have some grievances that they do need to handle. They do need to work out for the both of them in order for them to actually move forward with two different people, because they have issues between the two of them that were created because of this stressful situation she didn't want to deal with. And actually, in some ways, he doesn't want to deal with it either, but he's taken that choice to deal with it because he feels like that's the thing he should do. He's not doing what he wants to do right now. He's doing what he feels like he has to do, which when you look at the situation, most people say, what's his son? He has to do this. No, he doesn't. We all have free will. We got freedom of choice. We can do whatever we want to do. What I'm saying is he's thinking the same thing. He has thought the same things you're thinking now. So with you being a part of his life, do I think he will reconciliate with his wife, ex-wife? No, I don't. But I think there should also be some space for them to sit down and talk about things, to realize it is over, and that she and the decision she made, she pretty much burned every freaking bridge she ever had. And by you being a part of his life, okay, by you being a part of his life, he will understand that the choice he made was what he really wanted to do, not what he had to do. because I get the impression he really loves his son. I also feel that the situation here, there's a lot of support where, with you taking care of the other child, so he can actually give more attention to his son.
Yeah.
Which needs to happen right now.
Well, I'll have him listen to this show so that he can hear it, because there's no way I can pass all this information on. You're giving this absolutely excellent reading, and so he's just going to have to go to the archives and listen to this.
Mm.
What are you mmming about?
That's a good idea, you know. That's a good thing.
You're the best, you know, that I just love you to pieces.
Well, I don't want to fall apart.
No. You're always right on and very kind in your readings, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just saying hello to everybody in the chat room.
Come on, guys, call in.
I was sitting here talking about some things, too, with the situation, and losing oneself in a relationship is losing oneself. You're not losing yourself in the relationship. You're losing yourself because you think you have to do certain things and that kind of stuff to be in a relationship, when you don't realize that the one thing that brought you guys together was the attraction of who you are. You know, mm-hmm. It's like people look at the situation going, you know, even if people are say they're looking at relationships for all kinds of reasons, they still attract to these people in their lives. And I think they should learn from those situations, realizing that really, really deep down inside themselves, they're looking for someone to unconditionally love them, so they can actually do the same for themselves. So they have a tendency to lose the whole situation. So I was just saying, with the situation at hand, we should sit there and look at these people in front of us, not as a threat, but as the answers. That tells us more about ourselves. And I would tell your Mikey boy that the same thing. And if it's one of those things where I have to sit there and say it myself for him to resonate with him,
mm-hmm.
Then I can do that too. But the one thing I was, like I said before, I was just focusing on the situation, putting it down there. See, the point of losing oneself in a relationship is the ideal of not knowing oneself that well, as much as they think they do. So therefore, they're not really paying attention to the reflection that's being given back to them about themselves. Or they would learn more, because I feel like really strongly, the more we learn from the reflections that come back at us about ourselves, the closer we get, because we're starting to understand each other even more on a deeper level. So what we need to do is, like you said before, need to take all the control issues off of it, all of our expectations, because I sat and said the other day, we make the list of the people we want to be with, but a lot of us are going out there and finding somebody and changing them into the list. That's not what the lists are for. The lists are for universe. This is what I want. You're supposed to open your arms to receive when it comes to you. And let's think about this, guys. Every good thing comes to you. Every good thing you desire will come to you. If it doesn't come to you, then it's not meant for you, or not ready for you, or not good for you. So take it for what it is. If a person can't pick up a freaking phone and say hello, and if, say, you've gone through a bad situation, and the person writes to you through the computer and then texts you, and you're just like, you know something? I feel like sincerity comes through hearing a voice, picking the phone up, because people are scared of the phone, and they're afraid of person face-to-face, and I'll tell you why. Because the person who's facing in front of you is real, okay? The voice on the phone is real. And most people connect through energy and the voices, and telepathically, it's always the voice. Even telepathically, it's the voice. And those are the energies, and those are the things that are tapping in each other. I'm telling you right now, with a situation like this, if you're avoiding those things by talking to the computer are going through Texas, before you actually initiate contact with somebody, you're deeply in love with somebody. Why would you be so intimidated? It's like you're scared of finding the truth. You're looking for the truth about yourself. If you're avoiding somebody because you're confused and you're not sure about it, more than likely you're also running away from the answers and the details that you're looking for about yourself. All right, so take that in consideration itself and pick the phone up and call. Because I guarantee you, when you call after the conversation's over with, I guarantee you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself. And this is a perfect time for you to pick up, let go, let it out, and discuss and talk exactly what you want to say at that moment. Because it's going to make a difference. It's going to change your life. And the idea of the course of your life is going to change so drastically, and you'll be so happy. And we're all looking for, and like the big thing I hear all the time is, I want to be happy. If you've attracted someone in your life that makes you happy and all that kind of stuff, and you loved everything about them, and now you're saying, I'm not sure, all you're saying is you're not too sure about yourself. Because it seems like that person across the way is still looking at you going, he's still who he is, or he or she is still who they are. And that's the thing. If you're in denial, you're questioning, or anything that goes along with it, that person across you knows what they want, need, and desire. They focus. They're dedicated. They know how they feel. They're not giving up on the whole thing. They haven't changed their mind. They're still dead. They're still head over heels in love with you. They still care about you. They still love you. And every time you talk to them, they tell you that exact same thing. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't want to hear it, the reason you don't want to hear it because you're tired of hearing the truth, and it's time to stop procrastinating and realize you do feel that way. You do want it. And now you need to take it one step further and allow it to happen. Pick up the phone. Call it. I guarantee by the time that conversation is over with, you'll have something so fantastic in your life as someone to share it with. You won't be able to think about anything else, and you'll realize what you've been running away from is the one thing you've been wanting the whole time. All right.
Okay, there's a message in chat. Do you take chat questions if I pass it on over the phone?
Yes, I do.
Okay. My Destiny, also known as Holly from Seattle, wants to know, when do you see me getting a small dog? I've been looking for 3 weeks now.
Well, I was sitting there looking at the question, and she's talking about, he's talking about something that has nothing to do with everyone in the chat room. I'm sorry. Remember me? You're full of it. You text somebody, you text them for a reason. Maybe you don't want nothing to do with them, but there's still a connection there that you're having hard to severing ties with, okay? The idea of finding a dog, I would sit there and open up the freaking phone book, start looking at the kennels and that kind of stuff, because I get the feeling you're going to find a dog, the exact dog you want. But see, the idea, what it also says, it says make a decision of what you want, so therefore you can have it now. But the idea of texting people and talking and communication, that kind of stuff, I want a free dog. Then put it out there. I'm just saying, you will be surprised. I saw one lady do this before where she got a dog from one of these places. And the reason she got the dog? Because she got this cat. She wanted this cat for free. Now, she went to the same place and thought she'd have to pay for something, right? Well, the cat already had all of its shots and everything else. And most of those places, all you got to do is pay for the shots and stuff, unless they've already had them. Then you don't have to pay for nothing. You get a cat for free. And what happened was, it was a family that had a family dog, and they got this cat. Well, the dog didn't like the cat. Well, since they had the dog for so long, the cat got X'd out. But I'm just saying, with the situation, Holly, you should also sit there and look at the idea. Why did you text your ex? Do you really need to? Ask yourself, and the idea of severing ties, you need to sever ties completely. This is a prime example of someone needs to sit there and take the control issues off everything and just allow things to happen. So So I'm just saying with the situation, guys, you know, you're all sitting there saying, well, I just texting for the heck of it. Realistically, we don't do anything for the heck of it. He won't give you your stuff. I think sometimes in these situations, too, that we have to look at things like this. What's more important, my sanity, my freedom, or my stuff? Stuff can be replaced. Even sentimental stuff. And sometimes sentimental stuff is the idea that's connected to that situation. And I think sentimental stuff with that kind of situation needs to be axed out, too, because it has a tendency to interfere with us and our focus on what we want to do. I'm just saying with the stuff. I'm trying to keep up with this conversation.
She says, we are going through divorce, and he won't give me my stuff or let me talk to
I know,
kids.
But now she says, I got all new stuff already. And I say, let go of the old stuff in favor of the new, because the new is pointing out to the future of what you really want to do. So don't mess with him, because he'll just screw you. So what are you going to do? You can't go around, boo-hoo. So therefore, I don't know. I guess you could sue. I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks either. I'm not. Okay, you know, you should tell her to calm down the hostility. I can feel the heat from here. It's like a sizzle on my neck.
Usa.
Oh, really? Hold up. I'm going back to the queue. Oh, I have a caller. I have a caller in the queue.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Donnie.
No problem. Give me a call. Just let me know how things are going, that kind of stuff, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next call that we got online is 225, area code 225. How are you?
Donnie.
Hey, it's Nikki. How are you? Calling
I'm doing fine, Donnie. I just want to know that I'm like a huge fan of your work. I really am. Basically, I just want to say keep up the good work. You're doing a really good job. And I love Blog Talk Radio, and I love your show. You're so awesome. I'm so happy I'm talking to you. You're a good. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Hey, everybody in the chat room. I'm just sitting there going over people in the chat room, making sure there's no more questions and stuff like that.
You have a chat room?
Yeah, there's a chat room associated with this, too, as well.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you can be in the chat room, too. Oh, shoot, I hit the wrong button. Let's get back to you. So with the situation at hand, no, I was just sitting there going over some things myself, and I was telling a friend of mine about all the stuff that's been happening lately, so therefore I feel like the other part is just part of the equation, too, as well. So we're sitting back, taking a nice relaxing thing, and I was actually really excited, really, really excited today to actually put as much as we can into this show.
Right.
And trying to get sponsorship where we can actually up the show because I have to pay for this, okay? And it's good for advertising for me and that kind of stuff. But it's one of those things where we want to keep the show going so we can actually keep helping people with all kinds of situations and issues.
Wow. You should be on TV, Donnie, like CBS or ABC. Is there such a thing as ABC? Is it still around?
ABC is
I mean, I'm just asking because I'm on, like, online right now, and I see that, like, you have a show on August 19th, and that's my birthday. So I'm so excited, and, you know, around the time I'll be home, about 7 p.m. Mountain Time, so I'll be able to listen in on my birthday. That would be so excited to have a good birthday present from you.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say to everybody out there, if you're out there listening in and you want to give a call and get a reading as we're sitting talking to Nikki, please do so at 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, Nikki also does readings, too, so if you're we could actually have Nikki on the show a couple of times. Maybe she can sit down and do readings with us.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm always inviting people on. Holly, I also want to say to you, Holly, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just saying take some time and sit there and look at the situation for exactly what it is and be truthful to yourself. Because if you're not truthful with yourself and you're pushing things to the side, they will come back to haunt you in the process of being in another relationship. So you don't want that to happen. You want to clear the slate completely. So always look. I always tell people flat out, if you're sitting there getting mad at somebody because what they're saying, it doesn't agree with you or you're angry about it, you need to sit there and take a look at the situation and ask yourself, what is being reflected back at me at that moment about myself? And quit yelling and quit accusing that person of anything and everything. Just stop. and ask yourself, okay, what's that reflecting back in me about myself? Is there some truth in there somewhere? Because people don't get angry for nothing. Action, there's always a reason behind every action, and that's what we need to look at. Not necessarily what is always said, but the action itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just saying, you know, seeing what I was saying.
Oh my God, it's so awesome. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say too. I was also going to say that me and Nikki also work on a random. So if you want to sit there and join us on a random, please go to oranum.com. And I'm actually called Psychic X Journey on there. And Nikki, what are you called?
I'm called Intuitive Nicole. That is INTUITIVENICOLE.
Also, Nikki, do you also do personal stuff and work with people and that kind of stuff? Like you have a business or something? Like you like to give some information out there so people could actually contact you for readings or something like that?
Mainly, I'm as far as on the website Psychic Interactive. That is PSYCHICINTERACTIVE.com. That's the same one you're on, Donnie.
We're both on the same one.
Yeah, we're on the same one. So
yeah, so check it out. I don't know. I guess I'm called Donnie on there. And then on Keen, Keen is KEEN.com. You can also see us on there too as well.
Right.
Like I always say, I tell everybody, just go to the website for Random and Keen. I have links that should take you right to there. But they call me Psychic X Journey Man on there.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going over some stuff about a lot of things. We were sitting going over the angel cards, and romance angel cards were the biggest thing I was talking about. But last night, people got kind of irritated with me last night, but I don't care. I mean, it was the thing I was getting the most. When I do readings for people, this is exactly what I do.
Right.
You ask me a question, and you say you want to be in a relationship with a certain person. I will focus on that relationship only. Because the one thing I tell people about manifestation is you need to focus on the outcome with that person. If that person's with somebody, or there's other people in the variation, and you start focusing on that, then that's going to continue. What you need to do is focus on, say, okay, like with my situation, I would focus on a certain person. I could see a picture of me and her arm in arm holding each other, and the ideal of action, which means actually see a visual picture, like a little movie in my head, of this interaction in our life and the future together, as in our life together now, as I'm visualizing it. Okay, so therefore, I've heard so many people sit there and say, well, you know, I believe that you two are going to get back together and you're going to have a great life together. But there's also people around you that are more compatible. And I got pissed off and told someone flat out, I'm sick of hearing about compatibility. Like it's some kind of freaking, it's some kind of formula that it can actually determine a relationship's going to be forever. And realistically, compatibility, see, for example, we have people come into the freaking chat room, we have people come to us, and they say, should I be with an Aries or a Capricorn? And I'm sitting there going, are you an idiot? you're supposed to be focusing on an individual, not a sign. You know, I think it's like this. We open our hearts up. We write a little list of people we want to be with, and we let the universe bring it to us. And then, like, zodiac signs, insights, numerology, these just help us to understand what has already been brought to us to help us understand not just the person we're with, but also to help us understand that that person across from us is also the answers that can also bring more of our own selves out, vice versa. So therefore, if you're focusing on an Aries, and well, they said that, what was that one person said? Tauruses are good with Capricorns. Yes, we are. But also Tauruses. See, people don't do the research. Tauruses are also an earth sign, and most earth signs are compatible with any sign if they choose to be. Just the idea of working and orchestrating the whole thing out. But if you're sitting there focusing on Tauruses and Geminis and Virgos, you're forgetting one thing. You're forgetting the individual, the person with the name, you know, that essence of who they are. They're not a Taurus. The Taurus sign or a sun sign. And plus, we also know with astrology, the sun sign is not the major sign. It actually details who your personality is or who you are. It's actually your rising and your moon sign have more effects on you than your sun sign, because the sun sign is a constant. But we also have variations and that kind of stuff. And I can sit here and do astrology with people without even picking up an astrology book or doing a chart or nothing like that. I can tell there's certain traits within you that by knowing you as an individual, I can pick up the other traits of a Taurus, a Virgo, and those kind of things by knowing who you are first. So see how it works? But if you're going to switch it around, like we were talking about earlier, spirituality. Everybody thinks I'm looking for chemistry. Then go back to school. What you're looking for is you're looking for somebody to unconditionally love you, which is an energy, not a chemical. Chemistry is the physical. Okay? If you're looking for physical and you're looking for chemistry, then you're going the wrong direction and you're setting yourself up for failure. Because especially if you sit there and say, twin flames and soulmates. Those are spiritual connections. So a spiritual connection, you cannot judge a spiritual connection by a physical reaction.
True.
Okay? It's the ideal. Remember, we're spirits. We're spiritual beings in a human body. The human body is our transportation to get us from point A to point B. It also protects us from this three-dimensional plane, which is very harsh, which can also be very it's like, yeah, trying to help you guys understand the ideal spirits and ghosts and that kind of stuff, why there's so much hardship in the idea of what you can do, because a lot of energy, a lot of work, and a lot of certain things that goes on to present yourself to somebody as a spirit. But and also what's so hard about it, too, people don't realize either, is that when you die and you become spirit, well, when you die and you lose your body, then you're the spirit. And see, we're so used to people seeing us as a physical being, we don't even try. We just, here we are as a spirit standing in front of you. And we're going, how come this person can't see me? That's because we are still in that notion of having a human body. Mm-hmm. So then we realize you can't see me, so therefore we have to work at materializing ourselves so you can see us. So you see how hard it is on this three-dimensional plane. And that's why we always work with people to help them pass on, so they can take that pressure off themselves too as well. But a lot of people decide to stick around. I've had so many stories of husbands sticking around to help their wives through a grieving time with situations and stuff like that. And as soon as they've done their work, then they pass on. Wow. Vice versa with so many things, you know. But also, it's kind of incredible the situation going on. But also to help everybody understand how it works. Like the idea of the soul actually emanates energy from itself, which is called the aura. So the spirit, in some sense of the word, the way it's in charge, in control, the one thing who's in the driver's seat, it also emits this energy called the aura to protect the human body. So you have protection with you no matter where you want to go. Then on top of that, we also have spirits, angels and guides, guardian angels, ascended masters, archangels, and all these other entities too that are also protecting us. So there's no reason why anything harmful should ever happen to us. And the only reason it does is because of the things we allow. Now, some people might get crazy with the situation with the shootings and that kind of stuff, but when you look at the situations, it'd be nice to sit there and talk to those people of what they were actually going through before they actually walked into the movie theater. Was there guidance telling them to walk out? Or was it more important to go watch a movie? Those are the things I've worked with for so long. I'm not trying to be arrogant or egotistic. I've done the research and realized so many people have gotten promptings before things happened to them that they decided to put themselves second instead of first, and then things happen to them because they don't see themselves as worthy or important at that moment. At that moment, the movie was more important. Now, with the situation with the four-year-old, it was a four-year-old, four-month-old child who got shot too. It's the ideal that that child was taken into a situation they didn't have a choice. But I guarantee if it was a four-month-old baby, somebody made a choice. Somebody would do, we could sit there and say it until doomsday. We had a story where the lady came on to the show who had a friend who was a realtor. And some guy called her up and said, I want you to show me this house. And so she went to show him this house. The guy beats her up, rapes her, and kills her. Yes. Well, he didn't kill her, but he left her for dead. Okay. Right. Well, when the lady, later on, after she went through her therapy, went through everything, and she was sitting there that was interviewing her, and they asked her, whose fault was this of why this happened? She said hers. Now, everybody freaked out and said, oh, why are you playing the victim? And she said, I'm not playing the victim. I'm taking responsibility in my life 100%. I realized my angels and guides were talking to me. Even as I was walking up the sidewalk, they were talking to me, telling me to turn around and go home. I didn't listen. I wanted to sell the house. Money at that moment was more important than I was. You see what she did? In the favor of money, she put herself in a dangerous situation,
mm-hmm.
because she wasn't listening to herself. She wasn't listening to her guides and angels say, you're walking into a crazy situation. Now she also came back and she said, get it through your heads, guys. I'm not condoning him for what he did. He is also responsible for his actions as well, and he should burn in hell. But at the same time, if I would have listened to my angels and guides, guess what? It would have never happened to me.
Right.
We all have decisions. We all have choices. Nobody makes them for us. Everything that happens in our lives is our fault, good or bad. We make the decisions. We make the course changes. We do everything. It's never nobody's fault. We want to sit there and point it out to everybody and say, oh, he made me do this. But we know for a fact that we still made the final decision to do what we did. So therefore, it's your fault. So this is a place to start, to realize that when you start making different choices, your life gets better, and vice versa. You've seen the bad. Now let's look at the good. Look at both sides of the equation. Which one would you want to manifest more of? You want to manifest getting hit by a car? There's too much evidence out there, guys. I don't care what these dumbass scientists say, because I'm sick of hearing the bullshit. You know, to sit here and talk to somebody who said, I had a prompting to make a right turn, and then finds out he avoided an accident. To mm-hmm. find somebody who didn't walk into an elevator, who avoided the elevator because of a prompting, and the elevator fell 18 stories and killed everybody inside, except mm-hmm. for the person who didn't get into it. How can we sit there and say that these entities do not exist? How can we sit there and say psychic ability or intuition or clairvoyance and all these other things don't exist? Seeing auras. It was said that Edgar Cayce walked up to an elevator one time and he could see auras. He looked at this elevator and he saw people in the elevator that either had their auras really close to them, or they didn't have any auras at all. For some reason, he felt like he shouldn't get on that elevator. So he didn't. 5 minutes later, the elevator crashed to the ground floor. And the people that had the auras that were, you could see, but really close to their bodies, were injured really badly. The ones who you couldn't see the auras, they died. Now, to sit there and look at these situations, to me, that's evidence. Because the accident did happen. And those people did, the people who died and who didn't die, actually he saw the auras with that kind of stuff. You know, so it's like, it's amazing how people want to sit there and deny a lot of things. You just can't do it. It's like people taking the idea of making decisions and doing things. You know, ask yourself realistically, why are you making those choices and why are you doing those things? Because it was something that, after you got into it, really didn't have a good outcome. And the process of not having a good outcome, I guarantee if you wouldn't have done it in the first place, you wouldn't have that bad feeling you have right now in the situation you're in, because you wouldn't have ever done it. So the idea of listening to oneself, listen to your heart and follow it. So with that situation, we got like 50 minutes left in the show. So if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And we're going to take a book, and it's 7:07 p.m. here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's mountain time. We love mountain time because we got back to the mountains again. It's also August 5th, 2012, and it's a great day and that kind of thing. Got some really great weather going on, and I think it's about 80-some degrees today. So, if you want to give a call, I'm your ghost. Okay, I'm your host. I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. So join us here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. And let's get down to the root of the situation. When things come across to you and you hear things in the chat room or you hear some things over the phone, I guarantee it resonates with you in some way. So sit back and ask yourself, what is that reflecting back at me about myself? And I guarantee you'll find an answer. Okay, if you want to give me a call and want to get a private reading with me, please do so. Call me at 740-500-8863, or you can call me at my private number in my home at 719-632-6257, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or you can also visit me on Orandom. I'm usually on quite a bit on Orandom in the evenings. That's Orandom, Oranum.com. You can also check me out on Keen. Right now, I think it's $1.99 a minute. They call me Psychic X Journeyman on there too. And what else is there? Right now, we're having an August special where it's $75 for 75 minutes. Our 90-minute sessions, which are for counseling, life coaching, relationship counseling, past life regressions, and things like that, those are going for $77. For a 90-minute session, and plus if you buy three of those sessions up front, it's only $150, which is a heck of a percentage off. And we also do group readings. We also do parties. So if you want us to be at your party and that kind of thing, or we'd be glad to come there, because we're also having specials on those too, on group readings, which is five or ten of your best friends to sit down and have readings. I guarantee that we'll at least get at least a 20-minute reading per person to do one of those group sessions, either over Skype or in person. It's only $75 for this month of August. Also, with your situation, if you want us to be there for a charity event, please contact us. We'd be glad to be there for you at no charge at all. Just tell us where it's going to be at, and we'll show up. Also, parties. Parties are $75 flat fee, which usually is $150 flat fee for parties. But this month, it's only $75. So
yeah.
Check it out. Also, we have a nice little thing going on where you can also get a 20-minute reading. It's a one card. It's angel cards. It's a one angel card reading where we take one card and actually do a full reading for you, which takes about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes a little longer, depending on the individual. But it's really a cool experience because it's amazing. We can take one card and pull everything out of that one card, just detailed, and hit you right where it's supposed to be, having the kind of thing like that too. Also, with our relationship counseling, our life coaching, it's the ideal of helping you find out things about yourself. We can also tap into your gifts. We can point them out to you. We can also give you instruction and advice on how to increase and improve on those gifts too as well. So keep that in mind. We also work with children with gifts. What we do is we work with the kids, we work with the parents, because most times if you have a gifted child, you also have a gifted parent. Just the idea of not realizing because they've been so fixated on the child itself. So keep that in mind too. Those sessions are usually following the 90-minute sessions too. Anything, and also one thing I wanted to say before is the idea, you go on my website, you'll see the prices, and then you'll hear the prices here. If you call in on this show, then you get the August special for $75. If you're a person that goes to the website directly, that 75-minute reading will cost you $125. So you see the difference, the idea, the situation. We're trying to give all of our people that call in the radio show because we really appreciate your support and that kind of stuff, the percentages and the opportunities to get the readings at those percentages off. So therefore, if you'd like to donate to the show, please do so. There is no fixed price that you have to donate to this show. We appreciate every donation. And for everybody out there who's actually donated to the show, thank you so much. I really appreciate all those things that come in. We're also looking for sponsorship. Sponsorship is only $45 a month to sponsor the show. At the same time, we also promote you, your service or your product or whatever it is, the same way as well. So if you'd like to sponsor the show, it's only $45 a month, and we will promote you on the show, every show we have. And right now we're doing like 5 or 6 shows a week, 2 during the week and 3 on the weekend. So give it a shot. Check it out. And I guarantee you with the situation, we do a fantastic job of promoting you, your product, or your service. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or my private line at 719-632-6257. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. So let's get back to the whole thing here we're going on. I think the format today is more or less on the idea of relationships in certain ways. Maybe it's a little more of an insight on just the ideal perception. I was also going to say we also do these, we're also doing meditation. They're called manifestation meditations, where we teach you how to manifest. And right now we have a special going with that too, where it's 5 sessions, which are 5 30-minute sessions for only $75. Yes, I know you guys are all shocked. That's right, $75. So go check it out. I'd love to sit down and work with each and every one of you. Fantastic people and the ideal of showing you how I manifest things. Because right now everything in my apartment has been given to me. Except for the 2 pieces of furniture I'm working with right now, which is the ideal table my computer's on, which I bought at Walmart, and the chair I'm sitting in, which is, I would class this like a $149 chair, I got it for $5. So, you know, the ideal manifestation and the things I've seen happen where everything just keeps coming to me over and over again, how could I not think that one major thing in my life is not going to happen either? Because it's like a flow of things that are happening right now.
You should have you on tour bus, Donnie.
Huh?
You should have you on tour bus.
Actually, I was thinking about getting an RV and traveling the country.
Want me to join you?
some crazy stuff there, isn't there?
What?
What happened was an RV came by the other day. Yeah, you can rent those RVs now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. To come by, I'm like, interesting.
No, I'm saying, do you want me to join you?
Well, I think that the other person would have a problem with that.
No, I'm not talking like my family. I'm talking about as far as like, you know, like, you know, like they do reads and stuff like that.
Oh, we got to get some people together and tour.
Yeah, like do readings, yeah.
Rock tours used to do back in the 50s and 60s. Get a bunch of artists together and go
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, like that, like that. They do readings, you know, like team readings, you know, like. Right. You know, like, team, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I know. I was just joking. I got it.
I mean, but I could join you, right, on tour, right? You know, like, you know, join you on tour.
Oh, yeah. We sit there and say, it might be like Psychic X Journeyman on tour with his guests, psychics.
No. You're true. It's a true, Nicole. Gosh, you're true. No, I mean, no, I'm serious speaking. I'm serious. I mean, just think of it, you know, me and you together on tour, you do readings, I do readings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious, John.
I am, too.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, seriously, sweetie, we used to do a show here at midnight called the Midnight Psychic Roundtable. Well, I think it was called, and we used to have, like, what we would do is we try to get a hold of as many psychics as we could, and then the people would call in too. And what we'd do is we'd open all the mics so everybody could talk. So it was like a round table forum. So even if you were like an amateur psychic that would like to do readings too, this gave you an opportunity to give us insights on a lot of things going on. Those were popular shows too, I'm telling you. I think we did two of them a week. After we'd do a regular show, we'd do a midnight show, which was kind of hard too because there for a while I was doing a show at 9 for 3 hours, which was over at midnight. Then I would have to start the show as we were talking on the other show. I'd have to start the other show to get that one ready so therefore I could be in that midnight show too. So I was actually on the air for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But we would have people come in. We called it midnight. That's what it was. It was called Midnight Roundtable.
Is it still around?
I haven't done that. No, that's my show. I can do that show anytime I want to. I just really haven't been putting myself together to do that show just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right here.
What?
No, I was there. No, I check on the chat room from time to time to make sure that everybody's okay.
They have a chat room on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Wow.
All you got to do is go on the internet, find me, and right when you turn the page on, at the bottom.
But see, here's the thing, okay? I cannot really go in there because it already started. The show already started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to do that, but I can't even freaking find it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Huh?
That's okay.
Don.
No, I'm right here.
No, what are you saying?
No, I was just saying. I was just checking the chat room. I have a tendency to put messages in the chat room, too.
Yeah. But I can't even access it.
It's okay.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about it. Okay. If you can't get in the chat room, you can't get in the chat room. Most of the time, I'm trying to get everybody in the chat room to call in anyway.
I can't get in here. You know why?
Why?
The show already started.
Okay.
Oh, I understand what I'm saying. I want to get in the freaking chat.
Yeah, but there's somebody in chat right now.
Darn!
We got 40 minutes. Well, we actually got 39 minutes left in the show, so therefore...
Darn?
Yeah.
You're very honest. I mean, you keep it real. That's why I like you. I'm your biggest fan. Yeah.
Yep. I thank you.
Yeah. You're better than that other lady. I'm not going to mention her lady. I'm not going to mention her name, but her last name started with a B. I'm not going to mention, you know, her name, you know, for privacy purposes. But, you know, you're better than her. And you're honest. And you're truthful. You tell like it is. You don't cut any corners. That's what I like about you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So So we're going to sit here and take a music break for about as long as the song takes. We're going to play a song for you called What's On My Mind, which is my favorite song. What is on my mind? So therefore, by Kansas.
Gotcha.
So sit there and take it all in, guys, and listen to what's been said. Let it resonate with you and see what you're going to say. If you have any questions, let us know. But please call us in here at 646-721-9031. We'll be right back after this nice little tune from Kansas called What's On My Mind. Stuff if you choose, but we'd like to get some callers calling in here real quickly. Like, let me think here. If you want to give us a call for a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Please give us a call in here. We'd love to sit down with you and take a look at the situation itself and that kind of stuff. And I think we still have someone in line, don't we? Nikki, are you still there? So therefore, I was sitting going over some things too, and it's like, okay, since we have you on the line, so why don't you give us an idea of how long you've been doing readings and that kind of stuff, and you're also in Louisiana, but you were not affected by any kind of weathering years ago.
Oh, no. I reside in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank God we got rain here. The temperature right now is 77 degrees, so it's very cool. Mm-hmm. It's better than the 99s that we've been having. I've been doing readings since 2008. Basically, I've been doing it a little bit off and on. Before then, but I've been doing it as far as a profession, as a career, since July of 2008.
Mhm.
That's how I've been doing it. So it's been a very good journey, and I love it, and I'm going to continue to do it for the rest of my life.
That's good, because I was sitting there somebody in the chat room was talking about manifestation, and I was like, okay, no problem. Manifestation. How do you manifest? Manifest is easy, really. Seriously, it is. It's the idea of realizing one thing,
mm-hmm.
that when you ask for it, you put your intentions to the universe and say, okay, this is what I want. Okay? And then the middle part, realistically, is none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
What your focus is the outcome. But see, that's the one thing people have a problem with, is the idea of what is the outcome they want. You know, a place to start, that kind of stuff like that. I always tell people, like, say if it's a relationship, what you should do is you should focus on that relationship that you want to have with that person. So by focusing on the relationship that you want to have with that person, then when that relationship manifests, you really don't have to focus on them, because you've already focused on the relationship that you want to have with them, and the point of actually seeing this mental movie of it all playing out for you, hugging and holding and interacting and having fun and doing things together. So therefore, you really have to focus on the person. So the universe will sit there and line things up for you. So therefore, that person will cross your path. And also the situation, reuniting with somebody. Look at the reuniting part, not getting back together, okay? You don't want to get back together. You want to be together to continue. And the idea of this time, we want to go to a new level of actually having a fantastic relationship. Intense relationship. We want to go to the next level. We don't want to go back to where we was, because then we got to do, basically, it's a reconnection. Really, the reconnection, we don't need to have that no more. And the idea of what happened in the relationship before, which it came to a certain point, which is the idea of certain people separating. So therefore, we don't want to go back to the separation. We want to sit there and look at the situation and learn. And that's one thing we should also do in the situation like that. We also should take a look at those situations and tell us, did we learn from what happened, so therefore it doesn't repeat itself again? Okay, so therefore when you have that next opportunity with that person in a relationship again, to realize it's not going to be anything like it was before, because this time you want it to work out. So it's going to be different. So realistically, it's coming back together and asking each other how you feel about each other. Of course. Going over feelings and that kind of stuff, sitting down talking. But in the process of being honest with yourself and exactly what you've learned from the relationship before, then you could actually probably be more honest with each other when you do come back together. That's what you want. More likely in the situation of breakups, it's because people are not being honest. And usually it's not being honest with each other. It's not the ideal that, oh, that person wasn't honest with me. It's get over it, my friend. You're getting too personal. You're saying, oh, look what he did to me. He didn't do nothing to you that you didn't allow him to do. Or she. So therefore, you got to look at it. Okay, be honest with yourself. You made the decision to put yourself in that situation. You made the decision to put yourself in the line of fire. Okay, once you come to that conclusion, realize, okay, you're right. It's not the ideal being guilty about anything. It's the ideal, like I said before, it's always a place to start. Okay, so you look at the situation, and you basically tell yourself there are certain things you don't want to happen again. You want to correct those things. You basically want to make sure that both parties in the relationship, their wants, needs, and desires are fulfilled. And ask yourself, in some inkling of a word, if that person asks you, this is what I need, and you can't fulfill it, then you should ask yourself, why are you holding back? Because being in a relationship with anybody or those kind of things like that, you should be able to easily fulfill that person's needs, wants, and desires. And I'll tell you why, because you love them. Also, the key word here is you also love yourself. In the process of loving yourself, realizing the relationship you're in, a person's not asking you to do anything you don't want to do. They're just saying, this is what my needs, this is what my wants, needs, and desires are. So therefore, you make a choice. Do what you want to do, but you're not obligated to do anything. But in the process of the situation, you know, like attracts like. So this person also has needs, you have needs. So in the process of actually detailing to those needs, wants, and desires, you find out things about each other. So then it makes it easier to actually want to put yourself out there to help somebody. How would we put this? It's like the idea of when you give, they give. And what you're going to find out, it's a spontaneous thing. You go back and forth. That's why I always ask people, why do you hesitate? The hesitation is within you. Not the actor or anything like that, that this person has this wants and needs a desire, but it's within you. Why are you not doing that? I've seen situations with women, like women have a tendency to do certain things that then they have a tendency when they're with, it's like how we put this, it's like looking at the situation of a woman who maybe had a situation where they did something sexual for someone to get a job, okay? And then when they're with you, late years later, and they do this, so then there's an act that they hesitate. They don't want to do that. Now, when you look at the situation, you can't take it as offensive because of how she used to use that to get a job. So realistically, she looks at you as more. She loves you. She cares about you. That's why she has a problem doing that, because it's, you know, in her past, it was used for to acquire something, or to she felt like she had to degrade herself to do that. Well, in this situation, she doesn't want to do that for you because she actually cares more for you than she did that person who basically manipulated her into doing it in the job. Okay, things like that. So there's all kind of different individual situations that have different ways of doing those things, but we all need to take a look at those situations to the core of those things, asking ourselves what's up with them. And the real caring couples have a tendency not to be therapists, but more of listening. That person's telling you something, and when that person tells you those things, that's because they trust you. In the process of trusting you, they open up to you. The more they trust you, the more they open up. So therefore, the ideal of the situation is more likely the person who is able to sit there and listen, and the woman trusts that person, is because that person trusts themselves. They know who they are. They have no problem looking at the situation, realizing a person made a decision in those situations accordingly. And he's able to still look at her for who she is and see the true person as a person who has a lot of worth, and understanding why that person would do something like that when it was just the ideal that at that point in their lives they didn't feel like they had any worth except for that. So therefore they did. So the other person just looking at the person going, I understand. Maybe even going across the whole idea of helping her to understand how much he means to her, that she has lots of worth, that she would never have to do that ever again. So you see, the situation is we can also address that point, address that issue. So therefore, later on, when there's intimacy, there's no problem with her seeing it as just it's just the idea of a gesture of how much she loves him and cares about him. That's one of his wants, needs, and desires, and she loves him that much that she wants to fulfill that want or that need or that desire for him. So therefore, I guarantee he'll do the same thing for her too as well. Then we have a balanced relationship. Balanced relationships are so easy to become balanced. It's the ideal communication and vulnerability. When you have the when you have conversation and communication, you can talk to each other and open up. And the idea, if you feel like you're very connected to somebody, very spiritual person, that's a spiritual connection, that's a spiritual relationship. And that's where all the trust comes in. The more you trust, the more you tell. The more you tell, the more you become vulnerable, the more you open up, the more you realize that, what was the problem? This person still sees me and still loves me and still cares about me, even if I've told him these things. He still loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key to the situation of realizing, of dealing with those little issues, those little fears of thinking, okay, if this person knows everything about me, he won't love me no more. When actually the opposite is true, of understanding that the person realizes, okay, someone understands me now, so they're going to open up and talk. And we're going to communicate, vulnerability. And next thing you know, with vulnerability, we have closeness, and the physical part will naturally come and be a very intense moment. And the idea of intimacy, too, there's two forms of intimacy. There's physical intimacy, which is sex, but there's also this extreme deep intimacy, which is the idea of expression and sharing with each other, of those most vulnerable points in our lives that we would never share with another soul, that we share with our significant others. And those are the things that actually bring us even closer. So see, we're dealing with issues at the same time we're opening up. The more we deal with issues, the more those issues become less, the fear fades away, so the blocks also go along with that, so therefore we become closer. So there we go. Nikki, we have somebody in the freaking chat. I mean, not in the chat, I'm sorry. We have someone in the queue who's called in. I'm not sure if they want to even call in or not, because I'm not sure, but I'm going to find out anyway. All right. Hello, 804. Was you wanting to get on the show and ask a question, or were you just listening in?
Both. How you doing, Donnie? It's you.
It's you.
How are you?
You? I'm doing fine. I've been wanting to contact you about some things here and there, but I've been so busy. And then your voice always goes to my head. It always says, when it's meant to happen, it will happen. So I kind of relax and say, I'm pretty sure he was not mad at me. But
why would I be mad? Doing?
Well, I'm just saying.
I present opportunities. You either do them or you don't. That's up to you.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, the situation you talk, a lot of people have a tendency to have those insecurities of thinking, okay, if I don't contact somebody about something, then someone's not going to like me. When realistically, it's yes, the idea at that moment you're not liking yourself because you feel like you should contact them. So it's just a reflection.
Yeah.
How's it going with you?
Amazing synchronicity still happening, and I don't know. Here's one you can check out. Now, you know, I'm 67 years old, right? I'll be 68 in September.
Right.
I came across something on YouTube. I don't know how or why. And it's the same first name as me, H-U-G-H, and put a dash man, Hugh Man.
Uh-huh.
And it's a YouTube, there's two of them back in April of this year. And this guy is saying that he's a retired educator in his late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about some very interesting things and claiming that he's been traveling all around the country and that in the future, I don't know exactly when, he's going to probably have a reality television show being broadcast from a spaceship with a split screen showing all the people that he's interacted with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, whether or not it comes to pass, he hasn't come forward yet, but, you know, I guess the people in the know who he is, but that's pretty bizarre. I mean,
it is.
To have the same first name, all right, yeah, maybe this, I mean, it could be Joe or Bob, or why Hugh? I mean, Hugh's not that common a first name for a man. And then to be around the same age, then it gets a little freaky.
That is a little freaky, yeah. It's almost like looking at a mirror.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of that kind of stuff going on, but there's also a very interesting gentleman. You got to check this gentleman out on his site, too. His name is Thomas P, middle initial P, like Peter Fusco, F-U-S-C-O. And
Peter? Okay.
Do you know of him? Or?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I have a tendency to check things out when you sort of check these things out. So.
Yeah, well, he authored a book called Beyond the Cosmic Veil. He's a fascinating guy, and I happened to call into a show and get on the tail end of the show that he was on. It looks like we're doing similar things in different ways, and he's very, very intelligent, and a lot of all you know, information is energy, and that's what he's talking about, and that's basically what I'm working on, too, is bringing the spirituality into global economics. And so it's interesting to see how all these things are progressing as the pace quickens and we get closer to whatever it is for some people, D-Day or whatever.
I hear you. No, the biggest thing I've been hearing lately is I was talking to a lady of mine yesterday, you know, talking to a friend of mine, and she was getting headaches and migraines, and then she had a friend of hers doing the same thing, where she was picking up on the idea that she felt like light workers were picking up on another something was going to happen, and which was kind of funny to wake up this morning and find out that they had this shooting in Wisconsin in this temple. And it was like I was trying to explain to her before this happened that she was like, I feel like something major is going to happen. And I'm sitting there going, okay, but you have to understand that when, like, with the shooting happening in Aurora, when those things happen, they're local, but they do have an impact on a worldly way. I was talking to her about, me and my girlfriend getting back together and having a great relationship, too. And I said, can you imagine not just her coming to a realization of how she feels and acknowledging it, but what happens if it happened on a global on a global way, that it would have a major, it would have an impact on the world, that people would start picking up on this thing. Plus, we also are supposed to be having this light worker thing going on too, as well.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, now is the time, and I did do a show on Blog Talk as a guest, and this young lady's over in Italy. I hope you'll interact with her too, maybe be a guest on her show and vice versa. And if you go on Blog Talk, it's called I Am Tamra, T-A-M-R-A, and I did the show August 4th. She's from Thousand Oaks, California. She's over in Italy right now, and I think she's going to Germany. But very, very interesting woman, and has a book just authored and a website. I think it's learningtolistentogod.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so say hello, introduce yourself through my name to her, and see what
I am
you...
Tamra.
I am Tamra. Yeah, T-A-M-R-A is the name of her blog.
Tamra. Okay.
Tamra, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am Tamra. Hear me roar. Okay, no problem, I will. So, I was thinking about this.
Any questions on some of the other stuff that I was telling you about before? You can call me anytime.
Oh, no, I got your number. I got my number in my little notebook.
All right.
I'm just saying what the thing, I've been working on a random a lot, and I've been focusing on certain incomes and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I was talking, we talked about that before, too, with people sitting there going, you know, I've been focusing on the manifestation thing. I was focused on $100,000. I only made $93,000, so I don't think it works. I was sitting there going, that's being a little like a person crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, and that's the wrong way to do it anyway. You don't put dollar figures on it. You just
put
it out that you want. You put the vibration out to the universe, what you're looking to have, a beautiful lifestyle or whatever it is, and the universe will match up with
what
vibration is. But you have to do things to help other people at the same time. It's not just they're not going to reward you because you're asking for it. No, you got to resonate and.
Yeah,
that you're doing more stuff. Yeah.
And there's so many variations on the whole thing too. I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, okay, I said when I first started on random, I was making between $100 to $300 every pay period, and said now I've gone from that making between $800 to $1,000 in each pay period, and then I sit there and have a tendency to be a little more increasing about the whole thing. But see, the first time I didn't hit $1,000 per pay period, as long as I saw a really major impact, I knew it was working. I mean, like I was telling, we had a guy, a lawyer came on the show one day, and I was like, he was sitting there going, he said, buddy, this is the way it works in the real world. You got to go get a job. I said, and how you think you got that job? You manifested that job.
Right.
you manifested the opportunities and everything goes along with it. And I said, you listen here, my friend. I said, I am not just telling you that this is because it's a good theory. I said, I live this every freaking day. I said, I'm living in an apartment that I actually lived in 2 weeks before I actually paid for it. I actually signed the lease when I first moved in and everything else and told my landlord, I won't have the money. I get paid on the 8th and the 23rd. And he goes, okay. I said, I don't just, you know, manifest the situation or the opportunities, but everything in the opportunity also works in my favor too as well, realizing that you can have what you want. But if you don't realize that, subconsciously, you'll have a hard time manifesting anything, and you'll get frustrated. And it's the ideal that the biggest thing I have found with people right now is the ideal they don't think they deserve it. So they have it. That's the one thing I've seen, the major point of people sabotaging things, because they don't think they deserve it. And I said, it's amazing. Once you change that attitude, that perception that they do deserve it, all of a sudden they're able to manifest things at will.
Right. When you flip-flop, that changes the energies of it, and it's not going to come. And also, whatever. It's fear,
right.
Just be in gratitude all the time, because then maybe some lessons you have to learn before your rewards come.
Oh, yeah. It's like looking at the situation and saying, okay, I got communication from somebody, and my guide said, don't communicate back. But that doesn't mean you still can't be grateful for everything in your life, even the communications that you got, which actually helped you in the process of figuring out what you're going to do.
Right.
Okay, you know, so everything happens for a reason, so therefore you look at it. Even if you're getting a prompting with no action, we still should be thankful for the opportunities that came to us to tell us no action or the guides. Because some people say, what should I be thankful for? Well, how about your guides telling you or your angels telling you to avoid an accident? Maybe it only happened one time, but I think it's something to be really grateful for, because I guarantee you, it changed the outcome of your life. Because if you would have went down that road and been in that accident, it definitely would have changed your life in a big impact. And this also changes your life in a very positive way. But it's amazing how people want to dwell on the negative. You know, we have so many celebrations because of war and these kind of things like that. And it's not the idea. I don't think that if we don't celebrate those things, that we're not appreciative of our freedom. But I think we should use our freedom in other ways.
You're exactly right, and that's where I am looking to change those dynamics a little bit, too. I have a friend, actually I'll give his site on air so people listening might check it out. It's very interesting, and he's got a sister site. The main site that I'm talking about is heaventoearthart.com, and the sister site is heaventoearth.com. Heaventoearth.com, he has been interviewing on, they're all free YouTube videos, spiritual people, for the past 12 to 15 years. And the heaventoearth.com is actually a global art project that is quite fascinating. It's bringing more peace and love into the world. And he has artworks displayed on the internet and also will accept artworks from kindergartners all the way up to a professional artist, and takes them on like a consignment basis. And I guess he determines the value, and then when an artwork is sold, it's split 50-50 between the artist and the organization. So it's also helps artists get their works out into the global community a little bit more, too. So it's a beautiful thing. And what I tell people, too, what a lovely way to remember a loved one, especially like the horrible thing that happened in Aurora. People can create artworks in the community in memory of those people and put it out into the world, and even in memory of pets and stuff. So it's a whole new dynamic, a whole new way of thinking that, you know, you take out your frustrations and put love into the world. Well, that's a beautiful way to do things.
Yeah, because that was the first thing I was looking at when people were sitting there focusing on, you know, like the war on drugs, and drugs just keep getting worse and worse and worse because it's the energy they're putting into it that's just attracting more of it, you know. So I was sort of looking at such.
The law of attraction is so simple and basic. What you put out, you get back. So if you want greed and hunger of, you know, fighting and whatever, it's going to come right back. So why not put out the unconditional love and see what that does for you? I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And just to, as the show runs down, I came across a little statement. You can have this fun with your lady friends with us too. As I said, that the statement is, women have to save the earth because it's the only planet in the universe that has chocolate. They love hearing that.
Okay, we can definitely keep that in mind. So,
right.
I was just kind of looking at some things here and there, and you know, because the first thing I was telling people about manifestation is that you don't focus on what you don't want; you want to focus on what you do want. Because I had so many people sitting there going, "Well, I don't want this and I don't want that." And I'm sitting there going, and they go, "How come it keeps happening all the time?" I said, "Because realistically, that is where your focus is at. You're not focusing on what you want, because all I keep hearing is what you don't want. So I guarantee you, just that one variation of changing and focusing on what you do want will change the outcome of everything else." And it's kind of amazing to me sometimes to see people who have actually been in that position, who have actually been manifesting in their lives, see miracles and all kinds of stuff, who have a tendency to go back to the worldly way. And it's always baffled me that I guess it's attraction, where people are always looking at this, like witches. You know, the witches in the sense of rituals. You know, when I manifest things or pray, there's no really a lot of rituals to it except for the ideal, the procedure itself. You know, burning candles and all this other stuff. I mean, I've actually done the crystal things for protection on my home, but the way I do them is the ideal. You put them in place. You have faith and trust in what's in those things, as in the ideal of like saying having four guardian angels guarding your, you know, at the four corners of your home, protecting you and those kind of things. But to actually see somebody, and I've actually had a friend of mine I was talking to about it too, where she was always exhausted after doing these rituals and stuff, you know, and it was kind of amazing, the situation. And then some of the times you can't talk about it, you can't do nothing. There's all this secrecy. Because when I manifest, yes, I don't tell anybody about manifestations unless it's a person who's on the same page, who knows what I'm doing. So therefore, I want to deal with their negative energy. Okay, that's the thing I don't tell anybody, because I don't want to deal with anybody else's energy and their negative thinking and negative thoughts and that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
it was kind of amazing on those things. Not the idea of denounce what they do. I'm just saying that's why I don't do those things, because I don't believe in that there are certain things that I have to do to make something happen. I believe by just focusing on it in a positive way, intent, having faith, even to the point of taking faith one more step and the ideal knowing that. Because people sit and talk about the situation, about this and that, and you know, which a lot of things that they have to go to manifest something. Someone was just asking the chat room about what's the difference between manifestation and prayer. And I don't really think there's really anything, I don't think there is a difference. Except for me with manifestation, and sometimes we get a little more detailed. And it depends on your belief system, I guess, or what you want to call it. But the intent out there, any kind of intentions can be classified as a prayer. So therefore, you know, like I said, I think it's just most of us have a thing of looking at these things because of where we come from. People call it spells. Some people call it manifestation. Some people call it prayer. You know, sometimes it depends what they're saying. Manifestation is what we do with our angels. Prayer is what we do with God. Because some people pray.
Prayer is an action, too, when we talk about taking actions. That's putting it out into the universe. So it's something that people should do more of, too. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for the world, if you're all set.
That's true, too. Do it for the world. But we were talking about this too yesterday, Hugh, too, where people were talking about, I want to do something global. I said, if you want to do something global, realistically, do something
for
yourself.
Get in the community. That's global right there. It all starts right there. Yeah.
And I was just saying, if you do something for yourself, it affects everything. Because in the process of loving yourself, then you want to sit there and do the same thing by doing things locally, you know, your neighborhood. And then you start, one thing goes leads to another. Just because the idea of taking the action to love oneself. I also sit there and tell people flat out, if you start loving yourself and start focusing on the situation, you connect with God because you're connected with yourself. You are made in God's image. So therefore, you could not keep from not having that connection to God because you're connecting with yourself. And it's amazing when you do that, the people used to think that they have to have all these people on all this attention. All of a sudden they realize they don't. What they've been doing is they've been substituting that divine love, that divine attention, I guess you would say, of oneself, and basically using everyone else to make up for the difference. And once they start doing the work on themselves and doing it realistically, as in being true to themselves, they start realizing they don't need all that attention, and they never did. And then they usually find that one person in their lives. Or maybe the idea of realizing they already had a person in their lives that gave them that attention from one person instead of being exhausted by going out and thinking you have to have all this attention and have all these friends and all this stuff. You know, a friend of mine asked me, she goes, well, you have all these people that love you and care for you and that kind of stuff. I said, yeah, but I'm just being who I am. I'm not doing anything to do that. I'm not doing any kind of work. Like I've said before, every good thing you desire will come to you. And just because I have my cards and the angels are always saying, the most crucial thing you can do realistically to change the world is to be yourself.
Well, that's true. It all starts with you. We're all creators. We're very powerful creators, too. And that's where I just want to make this one quick point, too. Since the beginning, it's all been control, conquer, and divide. And the new paradigm is going to be caring and sharing, collaboration, helping one another. So when you get into your community, what skills you may lack, you can find somebody else that you may work with in a collaboration or joint venture, and it could be a fantastic opportunity. So
they
have to open their minds to that, not just thinking about themselves all the time, but thinking about how can I help someone who has a better skill set than I do in a different way? And sometimes by doing that, they'll be a mentor to you for free. And you'll gain all kinds of knowledge and wisdom that you never would have had if you didn't attempt it.
Right. Also, I found people also who get into those situations too to find out their own skills that they never thought they had, because it was just it was challenging them to connect with parts of themselves they didn't realize existed either. In the process, like I always said, when we have reflections, we reflect back at people about themselves, and they do the same thing for us. That when you tap into your own hidden gifts and talents and that kind of stuff, you're also an example to everybody else who's also been kind of suppressing themselves to do the same thing. So it starts off a chain reaction that, like I said before, is global. People don't realize the major important it is to come to the realization of just loving one person, how important that is and how it affects the world, to understand that to love oneself is the only way you can learn to love another. And another, and another, and the idea of giving of oneself.
Exactly. And at the very least, people should get out into nature more. That's God's classroom. And I don't know if you have time for a quick butterfly story, but
sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm basically a senior citizen in an independent apartment building. I walk around the building for exercise and multitask. I pray while I'm walking, and when I finish my laps, I sit on a bench and just relax in nature and enjoy the beautiful flowers, the trees, the clouds, and listen to the birds and what have you. And a couple of weeks ago, when I sat down, out of nowhere, this butterfly came and landed 3 feet away from me. It was brown with orange and white markings, and it stayed for about 20 minutes. It was opening and closing its wings.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to decide after 20 minutes who's going to leave first, me or the butterfly. Well, the butterfly did move about another three feet away and landed on top of a dandelion and then left its wings open. It was quite beautiful. And then I started getting the message, what I felt the message was for me, and that is that, you know, if you open and then close yourself off to the world, you're limiting yourself. But when you open yourself up and let go and let God, when you can't control things, then what a beautiful world you'll have. So I did eventually get up to leave, and as I did, I noticed my Bermuda shorts were brown with orange and white markings, the same colors as the butterfly.
Yeah, it's always this connection, isn't it, Ryu?
Yeah.
Well, we're winding down here, and it's time for us to go, but we'll be back here next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, a two-hour show, so join us then. We'll be doing free readings, also the situation information, everything else that goes along with it. All right, and if you want to contact me for a private reading, please do so at 740-500-8863, or contact me through my private line at 719-632-6257, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, leave a message, donate. If you'd like to donate to the show, we appreciate it. Thanks for your donation, and thank you for helping when you do. Also, with the situation, we'll be here. Also, I forgot, we're also here Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sorry about that. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. too, as well, when we actually go into a little more different insights to Atlantis mysteries and that kind of stuff out there, ghosts and that kind of stuff, give you a little insights about those things. And we always talk about relationships and manifestation, so always join us for those too as well. And I was going to say something else, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, maybe I'll remember next time. But thank you guys for all being here, and you all have a great night. It was fantastic, Hugh, for having you here, and I'll be in contact with you soon. You're more than welcome on the show anytime. Definitely going to check out I Am Tamara. All right, and thank you again, and you have a fantastic night. And we're going to leave you here with some music. If I can find it, here it is. And it's actually called The Child of Innocence by Kansas. And we will see you guys all next week. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And for every person that crosses your path, always look to see God, and you'll see yourself. Have a good one, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care. God bless.
I am cast in the web of an ancient man.